Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. This Friday morning is always brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, John Feinstein. He's brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom is offering grab-and-go curbside pickup. Mm-hmm. At GolfdomGolf.com, and we'll even deliver to your door. Go to GolfdomGolf.com for details. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. That's pretty cool by Golfdom. I'm sure my brother will be all over that in about 30 seconds.
They're offering the TJ Oshie gift card, so you Ooh. Buy a $77 gift card, you get $100 in credit, so they're giving you $23 worth
Very
of free
nice.
Stuff.
That's
Very
nice.
Cool. Very yeah. cool.
So get over there. How you been?
I will wait a little bit. Although today's a perfect golf day, I'm not quite ready to tee it up yet.
John, I was telling the boys. I've been luckily, you know, I'm in Virginia, so I can play. And I was playing yesterday,
right.
And you wouldn't believe how many cars in the parking lot had Maryland and DC tags.
I would believe it. Actually,
I mean, they were half the lot was Maryland or DC.
Yeah, no, I definitely believe it, and. All kidding aside, my brother and his two sons have been out playing regularly. I mean, for goodness sake, I mean, everybody needs something to do. And if you can go out and play golf, why the heck not? As long as you know, meet all the social distancing requirements.
And your brother lives in Virginia, correct?
My brother lives in McLean, yes.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
he goes straight up the Georgetown Pike to Riverbend, where he's been a member, you know, since yeah. my parents were actually members there. So
Riverbend
forever.
Is beautiful.
So they've redone the golf course in recent years and the clubhouse, and mm-hmm. it's a very nice club. It's just so far out. That's my only complaint.
It's pricey it. Too. Pricey.
I'm sure it is.
Oh yeah.
I have no doubt that it is. But there are a lot of clubs in this area that are pricey, Jason. You know that.
Very
I
true.
Belong to one.
Very true.
He
yes.
doesn't know it personally.
He's yeah, he doesn't know. That's
he's
true.
America's guest. He's America's guest.
Yeah, yeah. He's the Tony Kornheiser of FM radio.
Exactly.
That's not a bad thing.
Now, John, so, you know, the administration's talking about it. The commissioners are talking about it. We're starting to slowly, hopefully, open things up in areas where it's safe. Sports is going to be at the front of this. I'm just curious, for you, of all the sports that are coming back, which one do you miss the most? And, you know, which one are you most looking forward to being back? Even
well,
if it's
right
in a
now,
different
the
environment.
One I miss the most are the hockey playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually love this time of year, April, May. I've covered the playoffs in the past, though not like I cover the NCAA tournament or golf or anything, but I love the hockey playoffs. I think they're great, suspenseful. You know, anybody can win a series. Eighth seeds can advance. So I'm missing the hockey playoffs right now. I'm missing getting to watch baseball at night too, because that's something I love to do, especially early in the year when the Mets still have a chance. But in terms of my job, I just want to be sure college hoops starts on time. I mean, I think while it's nice to talk about everything coming back and the tour release the schedule, they're going to start the second week in June, with the Colonial and all this talk about, you know, bringing games back in empty stadiums. Fine. I mean, you know, if it can be done safely, those are the words that matter the most. But I'm a skeptic. I mean, remember, you know, Trump wanted everybody in church on Easter. How'd that work out? So I understand why everybody would say, let's get going, especially if you're a sports fan. But sports really should be at the back of the line in terms of coming back. We got to get people back to work. There are 22 million people out of work, right now. And that's what's the most important thing. And the thing that we don't want to see happen in any walk of life, and certainly not in sports, is for them to rush back because of the demand and because, you know, players want to play and leagues want to make money, and I get all that. But if you rush back, you know, let's say they start playing golf at the Colonial, and that week or the next week at Hilton Head or whatever, a player tests positive or a caddy tests positive. What happens then?
I know.
Well, it's a lot different. It's a lot more plausible than...
And by the way, it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, but it's a lot more plausible than, say, if you come back in the NBA and a guy, and it's a contact sport, and you've had
Yeah, you're right. And hockey, for sure.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the NFL is having its draft next Thursday, which is fine. And Goodell and the owners are saying, yeah, we're going to start. We're going to have a regular season. We're going to have packed stadiums. You know, college football, same thing. I mean, really?
No,
I mean, already
not
colleges
stadiums.
Are talking about not having students back on campus in the fall.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do? You say, okay, well, the 100 football players come back to campus and we play in empty stadiums because we want our TV money. Mm-hmm. That sort of destroys the myth of the quote-unquote student athlete, doesn't it? But I understand why people would be impatient. I'm impatient too. You know, like I said, I really miss the hockey playoffs. For some reason, this is weird, but for the last few days, every day at some point, I flash back to March 11th, which was the last time I was at a basketball game. I did the A-10 first round, two first round games in Brooklyn. And I start thinking about that day and how normal, even though we knew doom was impending in terms of sports, I was at a basketball games. I was working. I was with people I knew and liked, and I miss it now, even though it wouldn't be basketball season. So I understand the impatience we all have, but we got to be careful. This is a unique situation.
Yeah, but I mean, I know it always ends up political, but if you listen to Fauci and Burks and those guys, they think it's plausible. You follow those guys. They're the medics.
I'm not saying it's not plausible, Eric.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's not plausible. I'm just saying we got to be careful, and we have to remember, you know, that there's been things have moved so quickly. I mean, again, that day that I was in Brooklyn, at that moment, they were still going to have an NCAA tournament. They were still playing the Players' Championship with spectators. Mm-hmm. They were still, the conference tournaments were going on. They were saying, okay, well, we'll go without spectators, but we're going to play. 24 hours later, everything was shut down.
Right, right. Because they still haven't fixed that riddle that you talked about and we just touched on, and I don't know how they're going to. With one player test positive, then your whole team is shut down. But I think in golf, you can get away with it. I think of all the sports, golf, and I know you don't like the commissioner, but I think of all the sports, I think golf is the most doable to come back first.
And I know, because I'm working on a magazine piece on this, that the leaders of golf, you know, Monahan from the Tour, Mike Davis from the USGA, Martin Slumbers from the RNA, Fred Ridley from the Masters, Seth Waugh from the PGA. They've been on the phone with each other, plus Mike Wan from the
LPGA.
Every day,
probably.
Yeah, every other day. literally every other day, saying, okay, how do we plan going forward? How do we put together a schedule where we're cooperating with each other? Unlike in tennis, where the French Federation just said, okay, we're going to play September 20th or whatever it is, meaning it's a week after the U.S. Open, without consulting with anybody. So the golf guys have done a good job of staying in touch with one another, of making sure that, you know, somebody doesn't make a plan that interferes with somebody else's plan, and that's good. And I understand what you're saying about golf, and you can say the same thing about tennis, by the way. You know, there are no teams. It's outdoors during the summertime. You can keep players away from one another without much problem, and, you know, unless they're at the net, for crying out loud. But even that's going to be at least 6 feet. So I get that, and that's all good. But Rory McIlroy made some very good points when the tour was blithely saying, oh, we're going to go ahead and play without spectators. Well, what happens if you infect a volunteer and the volunteer dies? Because a lot of the volunteers on the PGA Tour are older. So it's plausible. Good word there, Eric. That's a very good word. It's plausible, but it's also, to me, there are a lot of things that have to be watched. I don't want to say have to be overcome, because we all know that. But there are a lot of things that have to be watched carefully as they go forward.
Well, for one, I don't think you need nearly as many volunteers. If you have no fans?
You don't need as many, but you need some.
A few.
You know, because people are still going to have to park their cars. I don't know whether they'll let the media in or not for those first four tournaments. I haven't heard where they're going to go spectatorless. Players are going to want to eat in the clubhouse. You're going to have people that working there. You got to have people put up the ropes. There's a lot to do at a golf tournament. So, yes, you don't need as many volunteers because you don't have to deal with crowd control, but you still need volunteers.
Well, this might sound callous, and I probably shouldn't say it, but the volunteer has to decide, is it worth the risk?
And I'm sure a lot of them will say no thank you.
Right.
Why not? I mean, because as I said, you know, you go to those tournaments in Florida, I mean, they're all retirees. You know, who want to do something and keep busy and understandable. But, yeah, you're right, Jason. A lot of them do. I'm sure a lot of them will say, yeah, you know, for example, the U.S. Open, which was supposed to be in June. I mean, they already had their volunteers lined up. I know from my experience writing the U.S. Open book a lot of years back now, that, you know, they asked people to sign up to be volunteers at least a year in advance. So their volunteers were lined up. Now, if in fact they go ahead and play in September, as they're now planning to, I would bet a lot of those volunteers will just say no thank you. And they're volunteers, so there's not much the USGA can do about it.
And they probably shouldn't. But listen, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to open this up until, and it's a huge political hurdle, so they have to get to the point where the league, whatever league it is, doesn't look like they're getting favoritism by getting testing, but they're going to have testing. Fauci even talked about it. You're going to have weekly testing, and that's going to mitigate a lot of this risk.
Well, you got to get to the point where there's enough testing available.
Of course.
You know, also have to understand, you talked about it being political, that there are going to be people out there saying, wait a minute, you're testing all Major League Baseball players? I need testing.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, it has to get to that point.
My family needs testing. The guys I work with need testing. So
definitely.
That's a big political hurdle.
Yeah, and it's a real thing. It's real.
It couldn't be. I can't think of anything more real.
Yeah.
So, John, just wanted to shift gears for a little bit. You wrote about this, I guess you tweeted about it, but Brian Dennehy, the actor, passed away yesterday, and he played Bobby Knight in the Season on the Brink movie, which you love, that ESPN made based on your book,
loved
right?
It. Yeah. I loved it almost as much as I love mayonnaise, which makes me throw up. It'll be a chapter in my book at some point, what happened with that movie, because I had just left ESPN under less than ideal circumstances. I was in a battle with Mark Shapiro, who was running ESPN at the time. And so when they started to make the movie, Shapiro literally gave orders that nobody better leak the script to me. They hired a guy to write the script who knew nothing about basketball. The script was terrible. They made up characters. They made up scenes. What they did was, I think the reason the book succeeded was because if you read the book, you understood there was a method to Knight's madness, that he wasn't just this wild, crazy man throwing chairs. And you saw why he did what he did. You could disagree with it, but you understood what he was trying to do. The movie was a cartoon. It was, you know, just the Dennehy throwing the chair, by the way, left-handed because he was lefty and Knight's righty, and you know, screaming at players and, again, made-up scenes that didn't happen. And about midway through the filming of the screen, I was actually approached by ESPN, and they said, "We want you to come back. Hmm. You know, we want you to go up to Canada where they were filming, and work on this script because you know the story better than anybody." Gee, thanks. but Shapiro, being Shapiro, said, "You have to come back and work for us, and you have to do this, and you have to do this, and you have to do this." And it was all stuff that I had were the reasons I'd left.
Right.
I was like, I'm not going to be blackmailed by you when you need me. And, in fact, one of the guys who came down to negotiate with me said, you know, just say you're going to do this stuff, and then when the time comes, don't do it. And I said, well, that makes me you guys. That makes me a liar. So they went ahead, you know, we didn't make a deal. They went ahead and did the movie, and the movie was horrible. It got terrible reviews. You notice as they're rerunning everything they have in their stock, they haven't rerun the movie. Maybe they'll do it now because Dennehy died, but, you know, they haven't even punched it up during these times. And Shapiro actually said to me, because somebody did leak me the script, and I, you know, when I was asked about it, I said, this is awful. And he said, the reason we got bad reviews was because you attacked the script. And I said, Mark, I wish I had that kind of power. But Dennehy did the best job he could possibly do. He's a great actor with that script, and actually wrote me a note saying, you know, I know you weren't happy with this, but we did the best we could, which was very nice. I still have the note, and he actually sent me a signed basketball, which was kind of nice.
Was he a good choice to play Bobby? Because he looks just like him.
Oh, I thought he was a good choice, except for being left-handed. Yeah, no, that was fine.
Yeah,
I was actually flattered when he was picked to play Knight. And it's funny because he was a Knight fan. And he read the book and liked the book, which was kind of ironic since Knight hated the book.
John, real quick. So ESPN's coming out with the Jordan doc. I know you don't care about him.
Heard nothing about it because they haven't promoted it at all.
I know. You hate ESPN. I get it.
Yes.
But Jordan is – he's like Tiger, right? He's worried that people are going to hate him because he's a jerk. He's a jerk. I'm sure he is. People have asked.
Is that news? Sam Smith wrote the book, The Jordan Rules, 25 years ago.
Right. It's understood. We all know this. But what I'm asking is, I think it's maybe a self-awareness thing for Jordan. But what I'm asking for you is, do you have a Jordan story?
Yeah.
Give us a Jordan story where he was a jerk or he was a nice guy.
Well, no, he was never a jerk to me.
Okay.
He was never a jerk to me. See, because I knew him in college.
Yeah.
And when he was in college, when Dean Smith was the most important person in his life, as opposed to David Falk being the most important person in his life, that's the biggest mistake he ever made, was instead of relying on Dean for advice on how to handle himself as a person after college, he relied on Falk, who just said money, 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 money. You know, that's where the famous story comes about, you know, Republicans buy shoes, too, when Dean asked him to campaign for a Democratic candidate in North Carolina against Jesse Helms. But when the first time I met him, it was in his sophomore year when he was really emerging as a star. I mean, he'd made the shot to win the national championship the year before, but he was the third best player on that team behind Worthy and Perkins. But now he's emerging as a real star. And I went down to do a story on him. And when he walked into the room and we shook hands, he said, "Coach Smith says you're a good guy." And I said, "Oh, thanks." And he said, "For someone for Duke."
Right.
And I liked his sense of humor right away. He was funny. He was self-deprecating, which he clearly wasn't later on. And we always got along. We always got along. I liked the guy tremendously, which is why I was disappointed that as a person his life turned out the way it did, as opposed to as a player, where he's arguably the greatest player of all time, although I think I'd still have to go with Abdul-Jabbar.
All right, John, great stuff as always. Got to run. Stay
all
safe.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
It's best-selling author John Feinstein. Coming up next, we'll open up the entertainment page. There's a wild claim about Joe Exotic that you won't believe. We'll get into that next here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8:45, we'll do a little morning matchup and give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Paisano's.
Very good.
Not just pizza, something for everyone. Right now, though, we'll open up the entertainment page with Mr. Bickle.
All right, boys. Let me hear the music, Valdez. By the way, I keep messing with my with my camera because I'm like, you know, we've been doing this long enough. I got this beautiful chair. I'm going to recline it. So now I got it reclining. Oh, I may fall asleep. I legit may fall asleep.
What time did you go to bed last night?
No, last night I conserved it. I got 6 hours. For me, 6 hours is like 20.
So you were in bed by, what, 11?
No, like 10 or something.
Oh, all right.
I think, yeah. No, I was good. Might have been, nah, that's a lie. It might have been 10:30. But yeah, by the time I got to sleep and everything, I got 6 solid hours. But I've just been sitting here all cramped, worrying about the dumb camera angles and everything. And finally I said, you know what?
Actually looks better this way, in my opinion.
Yeah. Who cares? Just chill. Just be relaxed.
I just want to be relaxed.
Be comfortable.
I've been all cramped up for a month and my neck hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Screw it.
Now, you're doing the horsey happy hour from that spot?
Yes. And I figured it out.
2 p.m. today. It's Facebook Live for listeners to join us.
Yep.
Which account?
We need to get it sorted out.
It'll be on the Junkies account.
Yeah, on the Junkies account.
So on the Junkies page.
Yeah.
So,
and we'll tweet it all out. Yeah. Don't worry. So follow us, you know, EB Junkies, Junks Radio, Glass Joe JP, Cakes, all that. Money, Money,
Need those
cakes.
Links.
Yeah, and we'll hook up the links.
I just shipped a Hunsky via Omnev to Valdez, so he's going to be putting bets in through his account.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have Valdez do mine too because it's going to be more fun and more chaotic to just scream at him what I want right before as the window closes. Now here's
I don't know if I like that.
What's the first track that we're going to be betting on? Is it Gulfstream?
Well, we have the sheets thanks to Pete for Gulfstream. I don't
Pete
have sheets
on sheets.
I don't have sheets for Oaklawn or Tampa. So
okay,
race three it looks like is our first race.
What time is that?
That post time is 2:07.
Ooh, all right. So we got to make sure we're up and running by 2.
The meeting's set for 1:30 to get everything figured out, and then we'll be live by 2, hopefully.
When is the Corona drop-off, EB?
Oh, yeah, when is that?
I don't know.
Today?
It's going to be before. They know.
Okay.
They know. It's going to be before 2 o'clock, that's for sure. Got a huge shout-out to Corona for sponsoring this.
Is you that guys Bobby know. Blicky? Bobby?
I think so. Well, it's through
Blicky.
It's through our girl, Michelle.
Yeah.
She heard us doing it. That's her account. She knows that I've been ordering Coronas to have them delivered to the house, so why not have them sponsor
I think
this?
I'm shaking it up and going with a Modelo order.
Oh, is that what you're doing? Is that all in the same umbrella?
Under the same umbrella, yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, we were
Perfect.
Given 4 options yesterday. I believe Modelo, Corona, Corona Light, and Premium?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Yes, Premium. Your choice of those 4.
All right, guys, let me see here. So this is kind of interesting. Take it for what it is, but Jeff Lowe, who is the scumbag that took over the zoo from the scumbag Joe Exotic.
He's probably the sleaziest character on the entire show.
Right. And that's saying something.
Right, because Joe's pretty sleazy, too, yeah. The more you find out. I mean, Joe had like 100 husbands. Mm-hmm. He was killing the tigers. He was breeding them illegally. I mean, Joe was doing everything wrong. I don't even think – I think they gave him a favorable portrayal, actually, yeah, in Tiger King.
Pretty much.
But Jeff Lowe decided – can you imagine? Got to be one of the most hated guys in the country right now in terms of the entertainment world. Mm-hmm. And Jeff decided to do an AMA on Reddit. Quiz for Lurch. Lurch, do you know what an AMA is on Reddit? Well, by the way, stop.
No way.
What
no
do you
idea.
Think? Cakes. He said no idea.
No way.
JP, do you know?
Why would I know what an AMA is on Reddit?
It's just a common thing.
Come on. AMA is nothing. You guys live in the 21st century, please.
Cakes?
Ask me anything.
Thank
AMA
you.
Is like the American Medical Association. No, that's not what it means. Not an
American,
world.
American Movie Award.
I understand that, donk. I was just throwing it out there.
No, it's an ask me anything thing. It's kind of like an old school thing that people do for attention.
To do that at appearances.
Yeah, right. But this guys do it like when they're promoting something or whatever.
Some say you did it on road trips.
Right.
We'll just keep that to a dull right. roar, though.
That's right. True. Yeah. That did happen.
Very dull roar. How about a scream?
Yep. Not saying
a dull,
anymore.
A dull scream.
So Jeff Lowe decided to do an AMA, which is an Ask Me Anything on Reddit, which basically means ask me anything. And what do you think happened? Of course, he got assailed. People were just killing him. And then, of course, he got raunchy because he's a pain in the ass and he's a douchebag. And they asked him if there's anything crazy that went on there. And one of the things that he alleges is that they found a flash drive of a sex tape with Joe and one of his husbands. I think the guy John with no teeth. And mm-hmm. animals.
Uh-oh. Oh, my alleged doppelganger?
Bestiality?
Yes. Now, I mean, Jeff Lowe has zero credibility.
None whatsoever.
But knowing how crazy that situation is, it's not necessarily that implausible. Right, Cakes? Are you with me?
I would think it's somewhat believable.
Right.
Come on.
Dude, I think it happens more than you think.
You would be shocked if there's some bestiality happening.
With a tiger?
Well, it doesn't. Not necessarily. Maybe it's a smaller tiger or some other animal. Who knows? I wouldn't be 100% shocked or stunned.
What a freak.
No, this is what Jeff Lowe wants.
But he's got to produce something. If he's going to say that, he's got to produce.
Of course, you don't believe him. He's just... He's... The world's worst businessman. He's the shadiest guy I've ever seen on TV. So it's probably not correct.
That might be the number one sex tape if it ever comes out.
Right? Yeah. Can you imagine? Well, that can't come out. I mean, you go to jail if you watch that.
Dark web.
Dude, I'm saying a million miles
away.
Now, there's also a weird allegation that came out in the AMA, in the Ask Me Anything, where, and I don't quite follow this, maybe Drabby can help, but I guess people are saying that Jeff Lowe looks like Carol Baskin's first husband. Now, that's not the one that disappeared. Did she have a bunch of husbands? How many did she have?
I think they're talking about the one that disappeared.
That one that disappeared?
Under shady circumstances.
No, because the one that disappeared was older. He was definitely older.
Michael Murdoch, I believe is the guy's name.
Why did he disappear? Where is he?
Well, that's the one where they think, well, if they're talking about that one... That's the one that they say Carol killed.
Right, and fed to the tigers.
Okay, so he's still not around. They don't know where he is.
Oh, he's butt missing.
They think he's in some tiger's duty somewhere.
Right.
Or buried in a septic tank.
Right. But do you follow that allegation that they're saying?
Yes, I've seen that. That guy would be, I think, like 80 years old.
Right, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, come, it's stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But anyway, what doesn't make sense either, if you're one of the most hated guys in the country, to do an AMA on Reddit. Who advised him to do that?
Smart? Does Jeff Lowe strike you as a as a guy that's a brainiac? I don't think so.
Right. Do you know anything about this, Valdez? You know, we use Zoom and with our friends over at NBC Sports Washington, and everybody's using Zoom, but there have been some problems, right? So they have some security issues. There have been some real sort of famous Zoom meltdowns. When Stern interviewed Tom Brady, they were having connection issues. Now, I'm not necessarily sure that was Zoom's fault, but, you know, It was bad publicity for them. We've had some Zoom issues. So Microsoft is taking advantage of it, and they've put out some commercials about how great their product is. Teams. Has anybody here used Teams?
No.
And do you agree? Is it better?
Well, my buddy who works for Dell says that's all they use.
Why is it better?
I don't know. More reliable, maybe? Maybe the quality is better?
I think they say it's more secure. They don't have the same security issues where people are bum-rushing like church on Zoom and cursing or whatever. But is the quality better? Does anybody know?
I've heard that the quality is very good. My neighbor who works, I don't know, out there on Route 28 corridor in IT, says that's what his office uses.
That's what all the high-end companies do, all the ITs, computer
companies.
Try it.
So the low-end numbers like us use Zoom.
Yeah. Is it free?
Is it free?
Because we should try it maybe for our Facebook Live bit.
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure Microsoft owns Skype, too.
Yeah, and Skype, though, has had a lot of issues.
They might be phasing that out.
Right. Because for whatever reason, Skype seems to have issues. All right, what else do we have out in there in the world of Hollywood and entertainment? Britney Spears has been in the news lately, and she's been jockeying Justin Timberlake. Did she do some dance tribute to him or something recently?
Yes.
She called him a genius.
She looked bald.
Oh, she's getting horned up for JT again.
Yeah, like what's going on? I don't know. What's going on with that? Does anybody know?
I think she just gave him props that she actually liked his music, that he's a musical genius. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Right. Chris Cuomo's wife, we talked about that, right? Christina, she got the corona. Here's the thing. I think a lot of people are letting Chris Cuomo slide. He's actually been charged, or they filed a complaint. They got the guy on the bike said that Cuomo was threatening him. And Cuomo's a big bully. Cuomo said he wanted to quit TV. Now, he later walked it back. But he said he's getting tired of getting hassled, and he basically just wants to beat guys up all the time.
I think that's a stretch. I read the account. The guy, like, called out Cuomo from, like, 100 feet away and was getting in on his business.
What his complaint was, and I don't really like shaming people, but in this instance I do, he's supposed to be quarantined. He's got the corona. You can't be going for a walk.
I might have read it wrong. I thought he was in his own, like, space, though.
No, he claims that he was, like, 6 feet away from his family and stuff. Whatever.
It's not a backyard. The way I originally read it, I'd have to see the exact location, but...
Like he was on his own property?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, maybe. Then you
but
read
that would
a different
be
account
rare,
than I
though,
did.
In New York. So
right.
I'm not quite sure.
When was he diagnosed?
But he still got it because he's going on TV every day saying he still got it, Jason.
I thought he was...
No, he's not in the clear because he had a fever. You're supposed to go 3 days without a fever, 72 hours, and he made it 60.
Wow.
And he was pissed that the fever came back, and his wife has it now. But anyway, whatever. He's in the news. He's just kind of annoying to me. I mean, I want him to get over it and everything.
Kind of. He's very annoying to me.
But his wife's hot, for whatever that's worth. But she's got it.
It looks like when he's doing this interview with Anderson Cooper, he looks like he's just in his basement.
I don't care about anybody named Cuomo. That's my outlook on life.
Shocker. This is just horrible. But six people in South Carolina, they all went to a funeral. And then 2 weeks later, they died.
All of them?
Oh. Well, there was more than six people there. But yeah, six people that went to the funeral, they were elderly. And they happened to be African-American. And there's a disproportionate number of African-Americans that are suffering from this. And... they died. They died after going to the funeral. That's why you can't go to funerals right now, Cakes. You got to Zoom the funeral.
It's fine by me.
Right. Nobody likes going anyway.
I won't even Zoom a funeral at this point. Funerals are the worst.
Right.
I'll stay a million miles away.
There's a story out here. And first of all, I don't even want to get into it because we're friends with Brooks. And I really don't want to get into it with Brooks.
Brooks, look at that.
Right, that's silly. Brooks is our guy, so I'm not going to say anything to speculate on the guy. But they're trying to put some story out there that, and I think it's true, that Brooks and Julianne, for whatever reason, they're quarantining in different areas. They're trying to work things out. I'm not going to speculate on it. I have too much respect for Brooks. But they're trying to make a big deal now that she's walking around with this British actor, Ben Barnes, who I guess he's famous.
Hey, Ben Balds.
He's on, is he on some show, The Punisher? Did I read that?
Benjamin.
I don't know.
Brooks, better hope not. He's on The Punisher.
Right.
I'll tell you if he was on The Punisher.
For his role as Billy Russo.
Oh, yeah, Netflix. Dude. He's money.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. He was definitely in The Punisher. He played the cop or played like – he was either a cop or like a special ops guy. And, yeah, good-looking dude.
Hey, who's this Brooks like bloke?
Right. Yeah. So here's the thing. So Brooks is in Idaho, and he's doing his nature thing. And if you follow him on Instagram, he's running around doing all kinds of stuff. He seems to be having a blast. Julianne is holed up in their place in L.A., and she's apparently going for a walk with Billy Russo. Or whatever the guy's name is, Ben Barnes,
right?
Who plays Billy Russo on The Punisher, and everyone's trying to say that, well, is this her new boy toy? And they've been friends for years. You see pictures of them at events, and I'm just going to say there's a 0% chance that Julianne Hough is going to go public with some, you know, creeper on the side during the quarantine. 0% chance.
All right, boys, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win $25 gift cards to Paisanos with the morning matchup. We'll play some fact or fiction. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up top of the hour, Jason Hare is going to join us. He is the documentarian who has put together The Last Dance, which is the highly anticipated 30 for 30 series on ESPN, the 10-parter. And we'll get into that with him. Previously, he directed the Andre the Giant movie and features on the Fab Five and the 85 Bears, so he's really good at what he does. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that coming up at 9 o'clock. Right now, though, we're going to play a little fact or fiction. Let's punch up the first contestant. Who do we got, EB?
All right, let me see here. First contestant, Five. Sam in Lothian. Hey, Sam, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Sam?
Sam, fact or fiction on a recent episode of Jeopardy. The question was, who broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball? The contestant responded, Babe Ruth. Is that fact or fiction?
I'll say that's fiction.
That's so implausible, that has to be a fact.
Valdez, can you play the audio?
One of the topics covered in a Major League Baseball course at Arizona State is this player who broke the color barrier in 1947. Schalke.
Who is Babe Ruth?
Nope. Nathaniel.
Who is Jackie Robinson?
Yes.
Sorry, my friend. He thought that it was a fiction. It was an actual answer. She
did Draft
it was T-shirt Babe Ruth.
Take that course back in college when he was a Sun Devil?
That was so implausible it had to be true.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
What was she thinking?
She didn't know. She just was grasping.
She's probably never seen Babe Ruth in her life.
She thought Babe Ruth was a brother.
She's like 20.
She didn't know anything. She just said a name, a baseball player she knew. Oh, okay. That'd be like if they asked you something about like a planet.
But 20-year-old girls, 99% of them know that Babe Ruth was not a brother.
No way.
Most people know Babe Ruth
impossible.
Is a Shea Whitey.
Oh, come on. You guys are nuts.
I'm going to ask. It's not that high.
I'm going to ask my two daughters.
Ask your kids. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll ask them when they get up.
All right.
After the show. Yeah, they'll make the horsey hang out at
12:30.
Yeah, we'll know on Monday.
I'll ask my daughter at 12:30 when she gets up.
All right. Who's our next contestant?
Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
What's up, Junks?
What's up,
Joe?
Bye.
Fact or fiction? Jim Edmonds, former Angels center fielder, separated from his third wife, Megan, who actually appeared on The Real Housewives of Orange County. On that show, she admitted to having a threesome with another woman and Jim, who he now is quarantined with. Fact or fiction?
Too many facts.
Too many
factoids. Has to be a fact.
Too many details there.
Fact.
He's saying fact.
He's saying it very quietly. Yeah. It is a fact.
Winner.
Congratulations. You win that
pizza.
Yep. Hey, Valdez, right. Where's the video of that threesome?
$25 gift card courtesy of Paisanos. Paisanos wants you to take some of the work out of working from home with their work from home BOGO Sunday through Thursday. Buy any large pizza at regular price and get a large pizza of equal or lesser value. Order online and use the promo code WFHBOGO. Details at thefandc.com.
That's JP's tell, by the way, when he has so many details.
Yeah,
right.
So
it's
many.
It's always a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you. I pull them because they're somewhat interesting. So Jim Edmonds, apparently, it was his third wife. They were on the Real
Right.
They were on the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Why do you bother at 3 and 4?
She admitted to having this threesome with this woman, and shocker, it hasn't worked out. He has now left her, or he kicked him out, and
right.
He's with the other chick from the threesome.
You should
with the new silly.
Only legally be allowed to get married 2 times. After that, it's just your girlfriend or your boyfriend.
Yeah. I told you.
You're just bad at it.
I don't know them at all. It's like, I don't really do this on Instagram, but I follow strangers. I follow that threesome couple, the thruple, that was on HGTV. It's just a dude, a regular dude, and like two pretty attractive chicks, his original wife, and they have like 2 or 3 grown kids who are like, 12 and 14 or whatever, and then they picked up some Asian silly, and they married her.
You're so far down the HGTV wormhole.
You love it.
I'm surprised Jason doesn't know who I'm talking about.
You're talking about thruples that
thruple.
Have emerged from
I follow a thruple couple or whatever it is on Instagram.
That's redundant. They're just a thruple.
They're a thruple, right.
Well, if I was on the IG, I probably would know who they were.
All right, we've got another gift card to give away. We'll save that for later in the program. We'll do the very popular caller number 10 game a little bit later because coming up next, we have Jason Ayer, who's the director of The Last Dance, the 10-part documentary on the Chicago Bulls championship season. We'll do that next here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.